For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello， 你好。
阅读、科技、旅行、生活可以很大。对话设计、学习、思考不嫌太多。
接下来大家要收听到的
这期节目获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。
如果您感兴趣的话，您不妨订阅 Bear Academy Podcast 来收听啊、纯英文的版本。这期节目呀，其实是关于一个求职的经验分享的。那么它的英文标题叫做 There's no bad reply for your job application， 直接翻译过来呢，就是对于你的求职申请来说没有坏的回答。那么很多朋友如果在找工作的时候肯定都会有这样的经验啊，就是收到这个拒信啊、那么我不知道国内的这个找工作的这个流程啊、大厂的流程是什么样的，但是在国外呢，通常你在投完申请或者是面试完之后呢，都会在一段时间之后呢，收到这个雇主方面的这个邮件或者是这个电话。那么通常他们都会这样说啊，这个 Hey 啊、谢谢 ，Thank you for your time and effort on applying this job, this role 啊，就是感谢你申请这份工作啊，如何如何如何，反正就是很常见的客套话了。但是啊，不幸的是 ，unfortunately， 啊，我们对于你的这个面就是在就是将不再继续往下走了，就是简单说就是你没有获得这份工作啊，很遗憾，祝你之后的这个求职顺利，如何如何。那么很多同学呢，收到这样的拒信会觉得很沮丧啊，感觉自己的门又被关上了。那么大狗熊，我在这期节目呢，会分享一个经验，会分享我的经验呢，就是让你知道，可以让你哪怕是收到拒信，仍然有机会获得这份工作，或者是有机会呢获得更多的信息。那么接下来简单说一下这期节目的基本的这个思路啊，就是首先我们在收到这个就找工作这个过程中先要明确一点，求职申请和工作和你的事业是三个不同层级的关系。那么你的事业只有一到两个方向，那么每个人呢不可能有太多，那么通常情况下能有两个已经不错了。建议呢就是有一个方向，比如说你要做一个这个交互体验设计师，那么这个是你的事业。但你的工作呢可能在2到4年3到5年呢会有一次这个更换，那么通常也不会在一家公司一直待很久，对吧？那么可能你这个这2年呢是在这个阿里巴巴啊，过2年呢是在腾讯，再过几年呢是在百度啊，当然这个听起来都是大厂啊。OK， 那么就是你的工作呢是每1、2年、2、3年会有一换的，那么这个是工作。那么对于每一份工作来说，比如说你的下一份工作如果是要换这份工作的话，可能你要投上个4、5个简历，进行过甚至是几十份简历，然后进行个4、5次面试，最后呢能够锁定一家公司，然后呢作为你的下一份工作。从这个角度上来说呢，你的事业有1到2个，你的职业你的工作呢可能有5个，那么你的求职申请呢可能有50个甚至100个。所以从这个角度来说，收到1份2份，收到几十份哪怕啊这个拒信其实都没什么大不了的，因为它只会让你知道哪些方向哪些这个公司呢并不适合你，那么可以让你获得更多有用的信息。那么从这个角度上来说，哪怕收到拒信都是一份有用的信息。所以先把这个mindset 就是心态先调整过来，收到拒信是一件很正常的事情。然后另外就是说，收到拒信如果是对于做 UX 设计、做用户体验设计或者做市场运营的人来说呢，收到 No 的答案呢，其实是一件好事，因为你可以有 follow up questions 了，你可以有这个接下来再提的问题了，比如说 OK 好没问题，我了解，但是你能告诉我一下原因吗？你能给我一些具体的反馈吗？你能给我讲一下这个有没有什么建议吗？就是这些都是一些很好的方式，特别是作为用户体验设计师来说，问问题本身就是你的一个核心能力之一，所以提出问题，利用这个别人对你说 no 的时候，你OK but why， 你可以马上就提出这个问题，对吧？那么再其次呢，就是说想象一下最差情况能差到哪里。最差情况其实不外乎就是你别人写了一个拒信，你给他回了一个邮件，回了一个消息，然后对方没有给你回复，仅此而已。你还能有更差的情况吗？不太有可能了。所以你已经收到拒信了，已经是一个不会再往下走的这个最差情况。那么哪怕再收到一份拒信，对你来说也没有什么损失。所以只需要去问一下， It's always nice to ask， 是不是？那么在这个节目里面呢，我介绍了两个方法。第一呢，就是你直接去问，直接去要求再给你一次机会，或者说认为你很适合这份工作，当你有比较充足的自信的时候，可以用这个技巧。那么第二个技巧呢，也是我推荐的一个技巧，就是询问建议和反馈。那么通过别人给你的信息呢，来修正你的下一次的求职和面试。那么在这期节目呢， 我分享了两个我自己的实例。那么在之前呢，我曾经应聘一份工作，接受过了一次面试，后面呢别人给我发消息说这份工作我们考虑了一下不太适合你。其实我对那家公司也觉得有点不太合适，但是我觉得既然已经面试过，那么一定要听一下对方的反馈。因为通常面试呢是 hiring manager， 就是雇佣经理给你做面试。那么雇佣经理一般都是主管，就是他在专业技能方面是比较擅长的。那么我很想知道他对我技能方面这个专业方面的一些评价，一些反馈。他不像这个普通的这个求职，在人力资源内部被拒了，那么可能你不太能够获得就是对于你技术能力的一个反馈。所以我就给他发邮件这个说如何如何如何，谢谢，能从专业的角度给我一些反馈吗？那么他就给我了一些很具体的反馈如何如何。那么我就确认了 OK， 我的能力是 OK 的，我的经验是 OK 的，只是刚好和他们公司的这个架构不太 match， 他们现在需要一些能够具体去干活的比较初中级的这个设计师。那么我呢属于中级左右，然后比较擅长处理一些这个mentoring 和这个 guidance 的这种工作，所以他觉得不太合适。 OK， 那么我就知道对我来说呢是一个很好的信息。那么第二个例子呢，是我去年也申请了一个在新西兰本地的一个 conference， 一个研讨会，那么作为这个演讲的嘉宾，我提出了一个申请，后面呢收到了一个拒信，说这个因为他们的选择呢是从110多份里面要选出20个还是十几个这个演讲，那么最终呢我被拒掉了pass 了就是这个没有选中。但我同样的用同样的技巧呢询问主办方，这个能给我一些具体的反馈吗？然后他能给我具体的这个，比如说我的这个提案有没有什么建议。那么最后通过他的反馈呢，我知道我的提案没有任何问题，也很好，各方面都不错。他们呢其实是希望因为现有的这个用户和听众他们的这个受众呢是一些中高级的这个专业人士，设计专业的人士，然后我的提案呢是偏向于初级的。那么如果是这个就是对他们现在的这个受众群呢并不太合适。那么我就知道了一个很重要的信息，就是我的初中级针对这个刚入行的这个设计师，我的这个内容非常不错，所以呢我可以转向其他的这个 conference， 那么在其他的这个领域呢，就是其他的一些大会上呢去提交我的这个演讲的申请那么通过这个呢，我其实就获得了很有价值的信息。所以这期节目呢是关于这两个话题的探讨。当然我在这个中文的介绍里面已经基本把这期节目的内容讲完了，如果你感兴趣呢，不妨接着收听 下面的英文版。当然希望你能够订阅我的 YouTube 频道，搜索 Bear Talk 可以收看这期节目的这个视频版，也可以订阅我的英文的这个设计专题的播客 Bear Academy B-E-A-R A-C-A-D-E-M-Y。 OK， 感谢您的收听，我们下期节目再见，拜拜。
If you have ever been applying a job, you might got replied email like this. Hey, thank you for applying this role. We really appreciate your time and effort putting on this. But unfortunately, we're not going to the next stage. All the best and good luck to your job searching. If you got this email, it's really frustrating, right? Actually, no. In this video, I'm going to share a tip.That can help you always get some useful information from the rejected replies. Let's check it out. Hello guys, this is Bear Academy and I'm your host, Bear. As mentioned, I'm going to share a tip that can help you better cope with the rejected emails.For your job applications. But before the exact tips I'm going to share, I would like to set a mindset first. So before applying any job, we should be clear about these three concepts: applications, jobs, and your career. For example, your career is to become a user experience designer.So this is your career. And during the career, you might have different jobs. On the average, you might change your jobs every 2 or 4 years. So you might have multiple jobs during your whole career journey. And for each job, each new job, you might apply it.Like 3 to 4 or 3 to 5 or even more even more open roles. And then you got one offer or a few more offers, and then you select one and then go for it. So from that perspective, you will always have more applications than the jobs, than your career. So,Which means that it's totally alright if you got some rejected applications, because even that would be good for you to understand what is the right thing, what is the wrong thing, and which direction is a better direction for you to go, because you can clear some error that you will not spend time and energy on that error, like an auto sweeper.Right? So this is the first mindset for you. And the second one is especially for UX people. So for us, as a UX designer, ask questions is really important. It's an essential skill for every UX designer. So normally when you apply a job, you'll get a no as a reply, and thenas a default, you might just go for it. Okay, so this close this door, I'll just go for another one. But we can always ask, okay, but why? Ask the reason behind it, and so that you can dig more information, more data from the no, the default no answer. So this will be.A great opportunity for you to do a qualitative research for yourself. How good is that? So use this opportunity, right? And the last one is about the worst scenario. So for us, what is the worst scenario for applying a job? You got rejected, right? So for this scenario,If you're going to ask some follow-up questions for the rejected email, what is the worst scenario? Again, you got no answer. But even that, as mentioned, you can get some more information than you don't ask anything scenario, right? If you got no replies for the second time, you will know that probably this company, they don't respect candidates like you, or the HR person it works for that company maybe not respect you as much. So it will be good for you to shorten your list so that you can focus your time and energy for some other better jobs. Right. So these are the three different mindset. And if we're clear about this three mindsets, it will be much easier to go for what is the thing we can do in the next stage. So I have two things if you got a rejected email. The first thing is just ask for the job again directly. So you can ask for another chance, or ask or show or tell them again about your specialty and ask for that opportunity again. And from this video, what I've watched a few weeks ago is from Andrew Duherty, who is an ex-Googler. He shared his experience of getting a job in Google, and he used this trick to change the rejected email reply to a second round interview, and finally he got this job, which is really great. So I highly recommend to watch this video. But if you're not that confident to ask for the job again, probably the other thing you can also do is to ask for feedback. You can ask why I'm rejected. What the things from your perspective that I can improve? And if I want to get this job, what is your expectation for me, or anything like related? By asking the questions, the follow-up questions, you can do a better time. You can do a better job next time. So these are the two things you can do. And finally, let me share some real examples, because, okay, here's the first one. This one, I got a rejected reply from a job interview, and they just said, sorry, you don't match, or we don't match, and it seemed not fit this role. And I think at that time, I thought it would be great that I ask for follow-up questions and to find out some feedback, because I personally don't feel that I fit that company that much. But it will be always good to hear something from the hiring manager. So I asked him, hi, I was informed that my application will not be taken for next stage and so. So thank you for the time. Could you give me some feedback from the designer's point of view? And it will be really appreciated. So very quickly, I got his reply, the hiring manager's reply, saying this. So the first thing, you seems like an awesome evangelist for design, with the ability to lead and mentor other designers, and but as a business, we've become very strong in design, CX and UX in the last year. So from this I know, okay, probably they are not hiring someone can guide and lead other designers. They would like to hire some designer can actually do some detailed deliverables, which is good for me to know that I know, okay, I'm good at the skill, I'm confident at my skill, and got validated from his reply. And the second one is that right now we have a ton of underlying complexity and requires an enormous amount of problem solving, which we don't feel was demonstrated in your recent work. So this is what I've learned, that I can do some discovery during the job interview and find out what they really expected, and then try to highlight what I'm able to do that. Because I think I do have this skill and experience they required, but I didn't show it to them during the interview or during my portfolio. So it will be good for me to improve that. So this is the first thing, example. The second example is another conference that apply for an opportunity to be as a speaker. But I also got rejected. So they say it is a very common and standard rejected reply. Hey, Bear, thank you for your submission to such and such. And unfortunately, I'm sorry to say that after a very tough review process, we're not able to offer you a spot in our 2020 lineup. And they didn't reveal details about that. So I was started to get concerned about, is that my topic was not good enough, or I still need to improve my preparation about my topic, so anything. And yeah, I just sent them and follow up email to ask, could you give me some feedback on my proposal? I know you're super busy, but even one or two lines will be make my day. So this is really polite, right? So after that, the lady, she gave me the feedback, like really detailed feedback. I really appreciate that. So she let me know that it's a really decent proposal, could be a little more succinct. And also, this is a beginner or a beginner level talk. So they would like to know what is in it for the majority of the attendees who are already in this field. And according to my understanding, the conference they are holding is for middle or senior level of the designers. So which means that my proposal for junior level or for early level talk is not appropriate. That means that I can do that in other types of the conference. So I can target on other early entry level conference that I can do a better job, or I can have better opportunities according to that. So this is the actual example of how I used the follow-up question to find out more information and help me to do a better job in the next time. Hope you will like it, and really thanks for your time on watching this. At last, I want to ask, what would you ask if you got a rejected reply like this? What would you ask? Would you ask for another job opportunity directly, or you ask for some feedbacks? So please let me know. Leave your comment below. And thanks for watching. Hope you like it. If you like it, just subscribe this channel. I will be sure to make some more videos on design, technology, and productivity. I'm Bear. See you in another video. Cheers. Bye.